This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado lawmakers have unveiled a package of bills in response to last month's mass shooting in Boulder. CPR's public affairs reporter Benta Berkland has more.
We have put together a package of bills that are absolutely going to save lives.
Democrat Judy Amabile represents the district in Boulder where the shooting occurred. She's sponsoring a bill to expand the list of crimes that make people ineligible to buy a gun, to include some violent misdemeanors, like lower-level child abuse, domestic violence, and sexual assault convictions. Those individuals could not purchase a gun for 5 years. The man arrested for the King Soopers attack pled guilty to a violent misdemeanor in 2017.
I am just really happy that we're moving things forward, and we've done that in a really thoughtful way, in a very targeted way.
Democratic Senate Majority Leader Steve Fenberg is also from Boulder. He's sponsoring a bill to allow communities to pass stricter gun laws than the state. That would make it possible for Boulder to reenact a citywide assault-style weapons ban. A judge ruled last month that the local ban violated Colorado law.
There is not one policy solution. It has to be multifaceted because the causes of gun violence is multifaceted. If these bills pass, I think we will be one of the stronger states for common sense gun laws, and there's more work to do.
Democrats hope a new Office of Gun Violence Prevention can help the state figure out what's working and what isn't. Democrats Tom Sullivan and Rhonda Fields both lost sons due to gun violence and will be the main sponsors on the bill to create the office. Fields says enough is enough.
It's hard to know where we're safe. And if we have this evidence-based data, it would help us all have a community that's safer.
Immediately after the Boulder shooting, some Democrats wanted to pass an assault-style weapons ban, but there wasn't enough support at the legislature. And these measures will face strong opposition. The head of the gun rights group Rocky Mountain Gun Owners tweeted that the bills were unnecessary, ineffective, unconstitutional, and ridiculous. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.